Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Muhammad with our show, Reparations Radio, brought to all of us by the American Self-Help and Reparations Party. The American Self-Help and Reparations Party. Like a little sister here in Los Angeles used to say, little sister named Molly Bell used to go in the radio all the time for years and years and years ago. Her and Mr. Peoples, that she used to talk about reparations in memory of our ancestors. Whenever she used to speak, because it was a call-in show, a talk show, she started off by saying, "Hello, this is Molly Bell, and reparations in memory of our ancestors." I didn't realize at the time how heavy she was and how serious this topic is of reparations. Reparations is not a welfare program. It's not a charity program. It's an act of justice. All through my religious life, starting with the Nation of Islam, there's always been an emphasis on justice. Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us freedom, justice, and equality. Freedom, justice, and equality. And where did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad get that from? Where did he get that from? He got that from the Holy Quran, because the Holy Quran says justice is my partner, Rashad, I was talking to him today, Brother Rashad. Brother Rashad says, justice is a divine concept. And I said, Rashad, what do you mean? Why do you say justice is divine? Because it's one of the attributes of Allah. He's the just. The all justice. He's the judge, the justice. You see? I said, oh, yeah, that's one of the attributes, justice. Holy Quran says, Allah says the Holy Quran, he says, stand up for justice. Stand up firmly for justice. For justice. See, so justice is something I think our people need to learn, because this reparations movement is increasing. It's getting big. As they say, it's blowing up. But Shuja got on Lifeline on Friday. He got on BUII. Told me. This morning, Saturday, I got on AM 360. Martha Nyla Abdullah told me to give my phone number out. She told me, give my phone number out. Now, this is a radio station. That's not my radio station. A lot of times, people don't like you to give out your call numbers or your number if you got a radio show and it's not an AM 360 show, you know? Like some people, you know, you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't say this, you can't say that. And we're all trying to promote Al-Islam. Al-Islam came to us in 1975. We're all trying to, you know, stop all that fighting, you know, fight for reparations. That's what you need to do, fight for reparations. You know, that Caucasian, you know, lynched us, dogged us, worked us, raped us. Many, many years. And he owe us. And he owe us justice. Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that our former slave master should pay us for so many years. He said 25 to 30 years, I think. 25 to 30 years. He should give us so much land. This is the lamb. This is what the lamb said. When I say the lamb, I'm talking about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We used to call him the lamb. I still call him the lamb. The lamb of God. Yes. Praise be to Allah. He said, our former slave master should and see to it that we get everything we need so we could go on our own. That's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. I'll read it to you. It said a message to the black man. I think it's in Farrakhan's newspaper. I was at Farrakhan's place the day by the bean pie. I forgot to get that. It's on the back of the final call too. what Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about, we need a separate territory and so much money, you know. Reparations, that's what Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that's the spirit. Honorable Elijah Muhammad was asking for justice, justice. So we should understand that. All praise be to Allah. So it's blowing up. So if anybody got something to say, press one on your phone. I'll bring you in right now. I don't plan on monopolizing this show because I learn too much. I like to pick up and learn. One of the things that I think we should compile, first of all, we should keep in mind that we're trying to get very smart, and we're trying to get very able to call up these talk shows where these Caucasian conservative talk show, they think they so smart too. They think they know the Constitution and you know, all this. But we're going to call them up and call them out on reparations and tear their butt up. You know, we're going to get so tough with them in a little while, a few months or so, a year or so. We're going to get so tough on them, they're going to say, don't take no more calls on reparations. Don't take no more calls on reparations. Yeah, we go, you know, inshallah. We, you know, like Shubert, I was saying, we need to get some of the young people. That's where I'm coming to. We need an atrocity fact sheet. We need what they call talking points. These conservative talk shows have talking points. They have a sheet of paper, and they say to themselves, let's talk about this, let's talk about this. Things that are involving Republicans, like Democrats have talking points too. Sometimes they talking points be about LGBTQ or be about abortion, you know what I mean, stuff like that. You got talking points too. But also conservative Republicans, they have talking points. Well, let's get some talking points too. Our talking points, let's get us 50 or 100 facts, atrocities. Let's put our heads together. For instance, this is one of the points that I want to bring up because I was reading a book called something, Ebony and Ivory, something like that. Ivory is about slavery at these huge universities like Harvard and Yale and Oxford and Princeton and all them. They invested in the slave trade. And what is a brother, African American, wrote a book about alhamdulillah. Can you hear me? If you could hear me, press one on your phone. I might have been just talking. You know, can you hear me? Let's see. Can you hear me? Let's see. Let me go back to the studio. If you could hear me, You press one on your phone, but alhamdulillah. Yes, it's good. All praise be to Allah. So they were saying that one of the strategies of the slave traders was to not bring grown men and women into the slave trade, into slavery. Not to bring grown men and women into it. Bring young children. Why? Because young children could be managed. You could manage them. A five-year-old girl, a five-year-old boy, a six-year-old boy, you could manage them. Sometimes the men would get together and try to overthrow the ship. You know, overthrow the ship, grab the cannon and turn the cannon on, but not children, you see. That's a fact. Also, when the slave master gave parties, and invited his friends. And him and his friends be drinking whiskey and smoking cigars. And when it was time to go to bed, they used to give a little slave girl to these Caucasian men, a little young girl, 10, 11, 12 years old, to sleep with them. A lot of these girls got pregnant. Right, pregnant. That's why you see so many mulattoes. They talk about mulattoes. Those are mulattoes by white men, Caucasian men, sleep with these young girls, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15, 20-year-old girls, women. You see, that's another fact sheet, you know, that we could bring up to these people. You see? Praise be to Allah. So, if anybody else want to say something, press one on your phone. I'll bring you into the queue. I'm just leaving the hospital now. I went and picked up my antibiotic because I got a tooth pull, serious tooth pull, and I'm just leaving Kaiser right now. Yeah. So, hold on a second. I'm going to bring you into the queue. Bring you into the queue. Hold on a second. I'm really locked. Okay, praise be to Allah. Yeah, somebody want to share? Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Let's see. Let's see if I can get you up. Assalamu alaikum. Oh, you was on mute, huh?
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Good, thank sir. You got so I'll take charge of it for a minute.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're welcome.
Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one God, there's only one creator. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings live on, our Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah, God's servant. Allah said the angels were populated with, if the world was populated with angels, he would send us an angel as a messenger. But the earth is populated with human beings, so he sent us a human messenger. That makes sense. I've been studying reparations. And some of the things that I'm learning is just sticking with me. It's just saying, it's just repeating itself over and over in my mind. Compensation. The word compensation. By a nation of defeated in a war for economic losses suffered by the victor or for crimes committed. Against individuals. Is payable in money. Payable in money. Labor, goods, etc. Restitution implies return to the rightful owner of something that has been taken away. We can go into that so many different ways. Explain that so many. They taken away from us our dignity. Our right to be a man, our right to be a woman. For children, just to be children, they wasted our children. They took away our dignity. And just being sorry is not going to do nothing. Just telling me that you're sorry, I apologize. We are owed a debt, brothers and sisters. We do a debt. We don't want dope money. We don't want money where you done murdered somebody and took the money or robbed the bank and taken the money. We don't want that, none of that kind of money. We here in America have money put aside. For things like that. Been wrongful, treated, and wrong. Rape. Prostituted. Put into slavery. Brothers, can't nobody tell us that they don't owe us no money. I mean, if anybody accepts that, well, then I'm sorry for you. We've been the most mistreated human being that's on this planet. And we got rights. We have a right. We have a right to ask for a monetary money. And we have a right not to trust our slave master. We have a right. We got that right. They got something to prove to us, and we don't have nothing to prove to them. That's the way the situation is, brothers and sisters. Believe it or not. We got it right. Reparation, that's the right word. It means to repair. It means to restore back into the condition that it was at first. Reparation. Making up for a wrong or injury. Just having all that understanding, brothers and sisters, you shouldn't be fooled at all. I know when there was somebody that misinterpret what due to us. There's no way. All we need is more of our brothers and sisters is to address this problem stand up for truth and righteousness. You know, into a lot of try to put things, try to make things right, because that's going to be hard to do. That's going to be real hard to do. Don't let no Caucasian look at you real sad and act like he don't understand. Like, I didn't do that. My grandfather did that. I'm just riding in the state of Ben because it was in the garage. I just got it. I'm as you. Brothers and sisters, these people are benefiting off slavery. Slavery made America the richest country in this world. Our free labor made this country the richest country in the world. The Jews shouldn't be getting no free money. Well, I'm not going to say what he shouldn't be getting. I'm saying that we do reparations. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That money that they're spending out of our Social Security money, money that they're using out of our tax money, and they say they're spending over $155 billion for the war in Ukraine. Over $155 billion. Not millions. Billion. For the war that they have in Ukraine. I don't know how many billion they spent is spending for the fire that they had in Hawaii. Because they done built that up too. You just think that they done burned up Hawaii. I'm finding out it's just one area they call on the fire. But the news got it looking like we done burned up Hawaii. Bush went out, not Bush, but Biden went out there and stood on the ground and looked around and said, don't worry about nothing. We're going to take care of everything. Now, what he said? I'm looking at him. He looked around. Don't worry about nothing. We're going to take care of everything. Take care of everything with what? Who is you, God? They're going to take care of everything. We're going to rebuild a heaven for you here. And we get these white devils on television when African American people are asking for equality. Or stand up and tell us they don't think that they owe us nothing. We can't go for that, brother. They can say that, but we can't go for that. At some point, we got to show them that we don't go for that. And you're going to find out you got a whole lot of support. You got a whole lot of support, brothers and sisters. That believe that we do reparations. They believe it more than we believe it. They had a Jesuit from Catholic Church. Got on television and said that they apologized that they for them to have us enslaved. Now here's a religious group. And they agree and they promise to pay off reparations. If you don't believe what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, let's Google it and get in contact with some Jesuit or order and find out if it's true or not. We're going to have to do that anyway. Because they're using these images and they're using this television. And they're making you believe what they want you to believe. They had the people believing that they burned up Hawaii. People believed that Hawaii was set on fire and blown up. I bet you it wasn't 75 acres of land. Think about that. It wasn't 75 acres of land. Brothers and sisters, we got to wake up today and know the truth. And if you guys don't reply to truth, don't get in the way of people that standing up with truth, that knew the truth before you knew it. And it's doing something about it. Don't get in their way. In our religion, they say, you know, if you see a wrong, change it with your hand. And if you can't change it with your hand, speak out against it. And if you can't speak out against it, detest it in your heart. Hate it in your heart. And that's the weakest thing. So if you see people that's making this thing right and you got weak faith, just step back and ask questions. Don't act like you the slave master. Got half an American. He's getting on fighting harder than the Caucasian, trying to keep us from getting reparations. Look, young boy. He looks so stupid, too. He just looks ignorant. And you look at him, he make it seem as though his career is going somewhere. That he's going to have a successful career. I feel sorry for him. He's going down the wrong rabbit hole. So we asking the young people, we're getting together book that has all the business address in it, a telephone number and website, and if it's the will of God, we ask them, you all, to get one of those books. Well, you know what? All the African American people have a business with that, and what they're selling and get together with them.
That's all, Nick. It's your job.
Walaikum as-salam.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you clear.
Good. You know, every year y'all do a calendar. Just do a reparations calendar. Let's get all the big reparations teams and people like Darren T and Brian Stevens and give them a page. And write about them for January and February and March and different people, or April and May. And then the people could write off to you and get that reparations calendar, you know what I mean? And that way, and donate to you also, too, because we're going to get some programs going on the reparations radio.
Yeah.
You know, I envision reparations radio going to be big. Because we're going to promote it for one thing, and it's catching hold in our community, brother. It's catching hold among the Muslims.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right.
I don't know why, you know, I don't know what, I guess Brother Muhammad is what they call devil's advocate, you know, he always was finding something, to say, but that's all right. That's his opinion.
That's all right.
And I want him to break up any. He said something kind of heavy. Maybe you can help me. You can help me because I know you know the biblical scripture. Muhammad said this morning, he said, y'all asking for reparations for our people. He says, our people in the Bible is the closest to the Hebrews who was in slavery for 400 years too, you know? And Moses, Moses came and taught them and helped free them. And he said, now Moses didn't ask for no reparations. And I said, I thought about that. I said, Muhammad's bringing some stuff here. What can we say when people say, well, the Hebrews didn't ask for no reparations? But if we study the scripture, they probably did get something. They probably did get something from Pharaoh.
Moses took them to a land that was rich. If you read that in the Quran about what Moses took them to, that ain't nothing but brother rich. Yeah.
I knew you would come up with that. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah. Praise be to Allah. I'm going to do some research and get it.
Get it. Yes, sir.
I'm going to get it. For us to refuse reparation, brothers and sisters, it's to turn our back on God. On God's
ain't
blessing.
That something? Cause it's, ain't that something? Allahu Akbar.
That's turning our back on God's blessing and telling God, I don't want that. I want something else.
Moses took him to a land of milk and honey. Did he take him to a land of milk and honey?
Moses took him and put him in heaven.
Yeah,
is they the one that backslid and start taking God's word and adding things to it and taking things out of it. They the one did that. Allah put the Sabbath on, put them on the Sabbath. Which is a punishment. The Sabbath is a punishment. He did that to the Jews because they rejected faith. They were hypocrites and backsliders. Now, if he puts something like that, he really, that's embarrassing. He pushing something that was a punishment. What Moses had offered them was a super blessing. Now, I'm doing a lot, brother. And brother, you got imams and brothers that don't know how to apply the Holy Quran. These are facts. And they are saying things that is not true, and these are some of the brothers that the peoples in Moscow and other places look up to. They look up to them. Yeah.
Oh, I saw him looking shoes. Give me a moment. Yeah, I got to step out a second.
Okay. Yeah, all right. All right. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah. We know the truth. And sometimes you have to
Straighten them out. If you don't say nothing, then you don't stand out there loud
for them. That's a good point. We got quite a few brothers and sisters that pushing reparation, that is studying it, and also they're educating themselves in it. You know.
Yeah, like I said, sometimes you don't know what people are doing. They might be doing something. The reason why they don't want the government to come in, and they're afraid the government might not think they do it. And they don't know what they're doing.
I know you told me I'm like you. I don't have no type of retirement either. But here's what we're gonna do. Allah bless me. I'm starting my real estate business back up again. I kind of like been on vacation, you know. And one of the things, I went to my dentist today. I had a tooth pulled, you know.
Okay.
And I used to go into his office all the time, and I know those dentists and doctors, they need property. They need real estate in order to keep down their taxes and stuff. You know what I mean? And I used to go up to him and talk to him about that, about, you know, is it good to buy income property and all kind of property. He said, and he used to ask me all the time, you got something? What you got? You know what I mean? I said, well, I ain't got nothing right now. I was just asking. But I was thinking, we need to specialize in that. We need to compile a list of all the doctors and dentists, that we know, ask all of our children and cousins and people, what is their doctor's name and what is their dentist? Doctor's name and what's their dentist's name, where are they located, and go and talk to them. I'm going to work with a tax specialist to explain to me and show me the benefit of a dentist buying apartment building. I know it's benefit because that's what they want to see. They don't want to dentists and doctors make a lot of money, and they don't want Uncle Sam taking all their money. So if
yeah.
they invest in property, and especially rental property, they ain't got to pay so much taxes. So we going to find out exactly how they do it, how buy an apartment. And what we going to do, inshallah, this is what you could do right where you are, right there in Baton Rouge, is get a mm-hmm. list of all the doctors and dentists all around you. Ask your children who's their doctor, who's their dentist, your neighbors, who they doctors, who they dentists, and put on a nice suit and go talk to them and say, hey, man,
okay.
you want to buy an apartment building? You want to buy an apartment building? I got somebody who will get you an apartment building, and you could say, okay, go ahead, sweetheart. I'm not going nowhere. I'm out here at the beach, and you know, I'm at Venice Beach. These women half naked, and so that's what we will work on, and go and talk to these dentists and these doctors, and I got some software where we could find apartment buildings. I could find an apartment building in Baton Rouge right in your back door. I could. It's called CoStar. You know, it's the,
okay. Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier, that you're in real estate business, and that you know more about real estate in different state than the person that's lived there.
That's right.
You know.
That's absolutely right. So it's two things we're gonna be doing. We're gonna be pushing for reparations. And as people, we're going to get a lot of people on our side, a lot of friends. You know, people going to come to us, you know what I mean? Because we're going to keep pushing for that reparation and apology. And we're going to push for some, show these doctors and dentists how to get this income property, and we can make money there too. Won't that sound good, brother?
That sounds real good.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, they got a whole lot of empty places here. Whole lot of empty places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's talking about getting somebody to
mm-hmm.
take over.
No, I'm talking about selling these doctors and dentists apartment buildings so they could save on their taxes. See, they want income property to save on their taxes. Otherwise, Uncle Sam would take all their money because they make the money. Dentists and doctors make that money, man. Hey, how you doing, man? Okay.
But they don't own it, right?
I mean, any kind of...
They going to own it, right? They going to own it.
We going to sell it to them. we going to sell it to them.
And when we sell it to them,
then it's
moved. Yes.
They
I understand what you're saying.
But we going to make our money because we sold it to them.
Exactly. Okay, then. I didn't miss that. I understand that.
Yeah.
If we sell it to them, we're going to make some money on it. But when they buy it, they're going to be the one that's owning it.
They're going to be the owner. But we might manage it for them. Manage it for and get money by managing it for them. Because it's like my dentist. He told me today that he got a tenant in that property. He owns a property out in what they call Perris, California, Perris. And
yeah.
This dude didn't have to pay any rent for months because they had this COVID, the pandemic thing. And out here in California, they had it where people didn't have to pay. They didn't have to pay. So this dude just really took advantage, and he been living in the property, it's my understanding, the gentleman didn't say this, but for maybe 2 years without paying. So he wants, my dentist, Dr. Raymond Johnson, said, I want to sell it, but I can't get him out. So I called Sadea because Sadea was telling me about this hotshot lawyer who know how to get people out of them places. You know who Sadea is? Remember the brother who owns all this? He's a millionaire. He owns all this property back in Georgia and St. Louis and Texas and out here in California. You know the one who came on the radio and was talking to everybody about real estate, right? Remember?
Yeah.
Right. He know this lawyer who's a top-notch. So anyway, make a long story short, I'm going to turn my dentist, over to this real estate guy so he can get that guy out, just taking advantage. He's been in there 2 years. You see what I mean?
2 years.
So. Yeah, he was in there 2 years without paying any rent.
Wow.
Anyway, so that's the plan. Juja. What we're going to be doing is pushing reparations, pushing message of concern, and selling apartment buildings to these doctors and dentists. Are you up to it, my brother?
Yes, sir, brother. I got to make some money. I'm working. I've been working free for over 50-some years. You know.
13 hours a day.
I've been working 50-some years.
Allah blessing us, brother. I said, you're doggone right. That's what we're going to do. So start compiling a list of all the doctors and dentists. Ask your friends. Hey, man, who's your dentist? Get his phone number. Get his address. Ask all your neighbors. Who's your doctor? Who's your dentist? Get that list. And I'm gonna talk to a tax attorney and some CPAs and ask them, why do doctors and dentists buy these, and they're going to explain to me. And so that way we'll be able to talk to doctors. You know, you save money, you got an apartment, a lot of that, we'll manage it for you. All you want to do is just buy it, we'll manage it, and give you the income. You get the income, we take something for managing it, and we'll, get some of the money for selling it to you. Now, how does that sound, Susan?
That's alhamdulillah. See, we got a whole lot of people got poverty and got businesses, and they ain't making no money off of it. They ain't making no money off of it.
Right.
It's just to say that I got a whole lot of this. I got a whole lot of that.
Yeah.
But what are you doing with it? When I get drunk, I'm going to get a lot of advice.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, praise be Allah. So, alhamdulillah.
Time it is.
We got about eight
more minutes.
Yeah, okay, look here, Bashija, I gotta do something. Could you go and hold the show down, and I gotta do something, and then when 10 o'clock comes,
okay,
if you could take it out in prayer, and I gotta do something now.
Okay, I'll stop later,
brother.
Alhamdulillah. So we got to get some more young people. You know, we got to put them. I got a program on. We got to put them in position where they are able to maintain themselves and establish themselves. You know, so alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And then we, you know, we're not just dealing in one city. We're dealing in different cities. That's what we got to try to make clear. Whatever city that you're in, excuse me. Whatever city that we're in, whatever city that you are in, we can live with you in that city. Alhamdulillah, you know more about the city that you're in than I do, you know. And you know where all the vacancies, you know where the businesses need to be set up. You know about all the empty gas stations, and all the empty stores and everything. So what we're trying to do is try to make sure that you make the money. And, I feel we have to work out of my city and make money in your city and take money out of your city. You know, that's what's already happening. That's what's already going on. You know. So I'm not trying to set up in somebody else's for the money out that they should make. But I should be able to make some kind of money if we work together and come along and be the ones who establish something, you know, in that area. If you don't know anything about, you know, we're just working together. Crazy to too. So alhamdulillah. What time it is? Get about 5 minutes? 4 minutes. Get about 4 minutes and we closing down the show. Crazy. Crazy.
How's your brother doing today? Good. I'm praising. We said praise be to Allah.
$20. Alhamdulillah. If we can get some, if we can get more young people, our older brothers, so we can come together, the same phone numbers, if it's the will of God, you know, we can the success I have here, you can have success there.
$20.
So, alhamdulillah. If you got any questions about what we're talking about, what we're doing.
All right, brother, what I got for you? $20.
One of the main things we're doing, we're working on reparations.
$20.
We come together with other brothers and sisters that believe in reparations. We're working with them also. There's quite a few of us that's working for getting reparations. What I mean by reparations is that believe that the city of America had us enslaved and damaged a whole lot of our people. They took away free labor from our people, and we do some kind of retribution. That's what I mean by reparations. We do some kind of retribution. And they know that they owe the slaves.
All right, my sister, here you go.
You know, and they might tell you that you're not a slave. You know, but we don't do nothing. They talk to you all kind of crazy talk, but yet and still, if you look up and you see that they are benefiting here in America, and you're not benefiting. Praise be to Allah. Oh, my thing is
going. Look what I got for you. $20, you can get this for $20.
So we can figure that out.